Right now it's time for our theater segment, sponsored by Catch 35 Seafood and Premium Steaks. We welcome into the studio Steve Scott, the director of, and Jordan Brown, one of the cast members of Vanya and Sonya and Masha and Spike. Am I saying that right?
Yes, you are.
I am. Okay, excellent. We've got that out of the way. Tony Award-winning play from New York that has come to the Goodman Theater through July 26th. Jordan Brown plays Spike. He'll be the shirtless one if you're keeping score at home. As I'm looking at the website and saying, I was like, well, there's Jordan.
There's a lot of Jordan here, yes.
Yeah.
Jordan is shirtless. The only thing that we have to go through in this play? Or?
You get me in full-on underwear.
Full-on underwear.
Yeah, what's, running around.
What's that like on a day-to-day? Because you get a day off, you want to go out and eat and have fun and drink maybe, and then you're like, but then again, tomorrow at work, I'm in my underwear.
It's pretty regulated. The diet is pretty strict right now. I have like one cheat meal a week.
Yeah.
So usually I go out and get a Five Guys burger and
so
fries.
Avoid the Tuesday show. Is that what you're saying? It's just not going to look as good?
Yeah, exactly.
We tormented Jordan all the way through rehearsals because we always brought in cake and donuts.
Wasn't fair.
And, and we'd eat them with great relish in front of Jordan while he was eating his kale shakes or whatever they were.
They're like, it's not very good, Jordan. Eat your kale.
That's a serious question, though, for actors. I mean, we always think these actors and celebrities, oh, they're paid to look like that. That's what they do. But when you're the guy actually doing it, it is kind of a pain in the butt, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been a long journey for me, honestly. It kind of started with another show I did where I started bulking up last fall. And so it's been like the better part of a year. I've been prepping my body. It was not an overnight thing. I mean, I wasn't a not fit guy, but I was not where I am today. So I have this amazing trainer, Adrian Aguilar from People's Champ Fitness. I've been training with him forever. And, you know, I just thank the Goodman for giving me a shot, because when I auditioned, I was certainly not in the state I am now. And I remember saying in the audition, I was like, okay, so this is still a work in progress. So just use your imagination.
You showed up in that T-shirt with the painted on ass.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I think I wore Batman underwear one day.
I believe you wore Batman underwear.
I wanted to make an impression. But honestly, That's really cool because, you know, I think in most cases people would go with somebody who was probably already set to go, but they put their faith in me, and that was really cool.
Well, Steve, as the director, when you're looking at a role where the physical part is such a big deal, you can't overlook that somebody's got to be able to act as well.
Exactly.
So that's really got to be tough to try to balance. Okay, obviously Jordan already looked probably pretty good. He's not where he was now, but it's not like he came in like me, you know, with a shirt untucked and a donut in his mouth.
Well, Jordan, on his worst day, looks much better than me on my best day. So there's that. But the role that Jordan plays, Spike, who is kind of the boy toy of one of the central characters in the play, has to be incredibly fit and sexy, but you also have to love him. And it's kind of hard sometimes to find people who are both really gorgeous and also lovable. Spike is kind of like a really sexy Irish setter. And Jordan...
Wow. Jordan, put that on your Tinder.
And Jordan fits that bill extremely well. I'm not sure that's a compliment, but it works on stage.
That's the best I've ever... That's great.
Good boy.
Yes, exactly.
That's great.
So how was the casting process? I mean, obviously you settled on Jordan. Was that tough, though, to make the decisions based on when you go in there? What are you thinking?
Well, you go in with an idea of what you're looking for with the characters. But for this play, the characters are very, very specific. The play is about three middle-aged siblings, two of whom have stayed in their small Bucks County house to take care of their aging parents who have died recently. The third sibling has gone off to become an internationally famous movie star. And she comes back with her boy toy Spike to tell them that she's going to be selling the house because she's been supporting them for all these years. And the three central characters especially are very specific types. Vanya is a man who doesn't express himself much at all, who's very self-effacing, and then suddenly explodes late in the play. Sonya is a woman who has never had really much of a chance at any kind of life and is kind of downtrodden because of that. And then Masha is this glamorous woman who is facing the end of her career because she's aging. So you're looking for actors who can play not only the outside of those, but can really get into the interior of those characters and can also be funny. And finding that combination is kind of a trick.
Vanya, Sonia, Masha, and Spike is playing at the Goodman Theater through July 26th. Tickets at goodmantheater.org. Two shows today. So, Jordan, did you have a kale shake this morning? What do you do? What's a Sunday morning like for you when you have two shows?
Just some eggs and bacon so far to start the day, but I got my broccoli and my chicken and all that stuff. So.
When you are about to go on stage shirtless, is it like 20 push-ups instead of – I mean, do you do something right before you go on? Or do you even not
You know,
think
honestly, not really. And today's a rest day, so I'm probably going to be preserving my energy because I end up breaking into a sweat, you know, in the first scene of the first act. So it's a really high energy show.
I mean,
that's the thing we've kind of discovered through previews is that, you know, it requires a lot of energy. And when you're on, you're on. Ife Butler said it best. She plays Cassandra in the show. But maybe today I'll do some push-ups now that you mentioned it.
He's going to be thinking about it.
I'm going to be thinking about
watching
it.
You. Yeah.
Steve, you're looking right before, you know, maybe a couple push-ups? I don't
just
know.
A couple. That's
been a long
just
day already.
Few.
Got two shows today.
Yeah.
A couple of minutes, just working it out. Hey, so everybody, if you're coming down for Pride today and you want to stay in the city because it's such a gorgeous day, two shows at the Goodman, 1 o'clock, 7 o'clock?
2 o'clock and 7:30.
2 o'clock and 7:30. Tickets are available at goodmantheater.org. Or if you're heading downtown later this week, there are some special 50% offs. Go to goodmantheater.org, use the promo code Cassandra, and you can get 50% off for tickets on Wednesday, July 1st, Thursday, July 2nd, Friday, July 3rd, or Sunday, July 5th. So if you're downtown celebrating next weekend as well, come see the show. When you guys do a show like this, so this was met with critical acclaim on Broadway. Mm-hmm. Do you go see the show and then decide, oh, we should bring this to the Goodman? How does it happen?
Actually, I read the play before it opened in New York. It was first done at the MacArthur Theater in New Jersey, and I read it right after it opened there and decided at that point that we should do it. So I hadn't seen the show before I went into rehearsals with it. Some other people on our staff saw it on Broadway and loved it. We kind of booked it right after that.
Okay, so you didn't see it?
No.
In New York at all. Is that the general way you like to do it?
It's the way I like to do it because I'm always, if I go to see something, I always think, oh, well, that's the way it should be done. Or,
right.
You know, I kind of downplay my own ideas. So I like to come to it fresh. But other directors love to go see stuff and then, quite frankly, appropriate bits from other productions or whatever.
Sure.
But in this case, I'm glad I didn't because I had a fresher understanding, I think, of the play.
You said other staff members had seen it. Does anybody say, well, you know, Steve, here's what I saw in New York. Maybe you want to incorporate this.
Certainly people described to me what the production in New York was like, and it sounded wonderful. Ours, I think, is a little different simply because we have different people working on it. But it's that kind of play. It's such a wonderful comedy that it can succeed with a number of different interpretations, I think.
And when you are playing the role, Jordan, do you find out at all how it was played in the past? Do you like to come at it fresh? Would you ever like to see a play before you play a character if it's available?
Well, I have kind of a weird connection to this because a former classmate of mine at the University of the North Carolina School of the Arts was the guy who originated it.
Oh, really?
So he's a friend of mine, and you know, so in a way I kind of understood, you know, kind of what this character is because I can imagine how he, you know, got the role and how he did it. But
did you ever talk to him about it?
No, I never talked to him. It was Billy Magnuson.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think that he found out and he sent me like a congratulations. Was like, I'm so glad you got Spike and, you know, may or may not try to come see it. But yeah. And then another classmate of mine, Shane, did it in Florida.
Oh.
I think we have a monopoly on the role.
Yeah,
the guys
really.
Who graduated from my school. There was another guy who graduated a couple years ago who did it in North Carolina.
Oh,
I'm serious.
Wow.
It's so.
It's kind of like the farm. It's very strange.
Yeah. But, you know, I think it's great. I'm really happy for Billy because, you know, he's on the, you know, the cover of the play and everything.
Yeah.
But I can kind of imagine, like, you know, what that must have been like for him. That's really cool when your name goes, you know, on a play when
Absolutely.
It's printed. It's pretty cool.
As a general rule, though, you like to see a play before you're in it if you can, or would you
probably
like to
not.
Avoid it and come fresh?
Probably not. Bring my own interpretation to it. I like to kind of just stay like almost really naive,
yeah.
you know, and just, you know, come in with a fresh perspective and just bring and kind of discover it for myself. So
we're speaking with Jordan Brown, who plays Spike, and Steve Scott, the director of Vanya and Sonya and Masha and Spike, now through July 26th at the Goodman Theater, goodmantheater.org. The theater segment sponsored by Catch 35 Seafood and Premium Steaks. Steve's the director. Jordan is the eye candy in Vanya and Sonya and Masha and Spike. Not to take away from your acting abilities at all, sir.
Not at all, man.
Because I know you got there through your talent and just happened to have the abs to go along with
did
it.
Did indeed.
That's what
did
I tell
indeed.
Myself. Yeah.
Steve, when you were casting and developing the play, you mm-hmm. said you didn't see the play on Broadway, so you're coming at it with fresh eyes. I imagine most of the actors in the play are as well. How much does it change from your vision in your head from reading it to when it eventually gets to the stage? Because you incorporate the set designers, everybody else, and then all the actors bring their own takes to it. Mm-hmm. How often is it that you have a very specific vision for what, say, Jordan will bring to Spike, and then Jordan brings something that you didn't expect, and you're like, wow, that's better than I thought.
Well, actually, that happens a lot. When I'm casting a show, I do have in mind kind of what the characters are like and trying to find actors who can bring that to life. But I also try to find actors who can bring a lot of their own stuff to it, so that in the rehearsal room you're making lots of discoveries together. I learned a long time ago that I am not always the smartest guy in the room. I'm there to wrangle everything, but I'm not there to come up with all of the ideas. I try to find people around me who will come up with wonderful ideas too. So my job is kind of putting them all together and selecting the ones that work kind of wrangling the final product.
This is an odd question, completely off the beaten path, but this just jumped into my head as we're talking about the actors and what they bring. So Jason Alexander, who
yes.
played George Costanza on Seinfeld for mm-hmm. years and years, recently revealed that the reason that his fiancée Susan was killed off on the show was because everybody had such trouble. He said she's a wonderful person.
Yes.
Just it was never in sync the way the acting went. I'd go one way, she'd go the other. I thought I was doing it the way she was, and then it would play, and they all just and
yes.
had trouble. And so they finally just said, let's kill her off. And they literally did on the show.
You can't do that in plays too often, but sometimes.
Well, when you write an original one, you can.
Well,
sure.
Yeah,
you can change it midway through.
Yeah.
And you certainly, when you're casting, you try to kind of predict how they're going to work with each other, too, because so much of what happens on stage is a result of the chemistry of the cast. In this case, I got real lucky because these six actors worked together extremely well. I'd worked with most of them, so I kind of thought they would, but the chemistry is amazing, and the ensemble work that they do is great.
Are there times, though, where you're in a play, Jordan, where you're working hard? I just read the story recently about Eric Stoltz filming weeks of Back to the Future
yes.
before they all said, this just does not work. We have to make a change.
Yeah. I mean, it happens. You know, you try to keep the atmosphere as friendly and collaboratively, you know, breathable as
yeah.
possible, because, you know, once somebody shuts down, it's very hard, I think, to recover from that. But you make it work, you know, and live theater is live theater. I mean, I've been a part of productions. I've been pretty lucky, though. I mean, Chicago is filled with amazing artists and great people, and it's kind of a one-of-a-kind place. So I've never been in a terrible situation where there was
right.
something that you just couldn't recover from.
Right.
I mean, I've always been pretty lucky to be surrounded by people who are better than me and make me better, and this is certainly one of those cases where the people around me just make me better. I was lucky enough that I got to work with Mary Beth Fisher once before this. You know, so to kind of break the ice.
Well,
before,
she's the one who plays Masha. And
yeah.
You do a lot of different things with
yes,
Masha.
There's a lot
yeah.
of fun stuff with Masha and Spike. So,
boss's shirt being off, I'm guessing.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's a good time. But it's an honor, man, to be opposite her because she's amazing. And this is the second time I've worked with Steve. We did Christmas Carol in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just pinching myself every day.
Well, seriously. I imagine getting to the Goodman Theater itself. Goodman and Steppenwolf are two names synonymous
yeah.
with Chicago theater.
Mm-hmm.
And once you've made it there, has to feel like, all right, I'm really doing this now.
It's a really great feeling. I think, and was it 2007 when you guys did Lear with Stacey?
Yes.
I saw that. I was in town because a former teacher of mine from school had worked here for a number of years, and I was visiting, and I saw King Lear at the Goodman and was just blown away. So it was certainly a name I knew and something I desired. And yes, there's a moment where you're looking around and you're like, this is it, I'm doing it. This
you
is,
finally call mom and dad and say, you know what, don't, I'm not becoming a lawyer. This is actually working.
Yeah, see, it's paying off, finally. I'm in my underwear, but still, it's paying off.
Well, you could be a lawyer in your underwear, too. Yeah. I'm sure.
You know,
I'm
that's a good point.
I'm sure.
Very good point, Steve.
Probably
that's
a big market for
this
that.
Day
I'm
age,
sure there is.
Yeah,
I'm
you
sure
create, there like,
is.
A YouTube channel for it or something,
yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
No, but it's great, man. It's such a privilege. And, you know, Steve is right. A show is only as good as the people who are working in it. And, you know, everyone from the staff to, you know, working backstage, costumes, dressers, everything. Everybody is amazing, and it's a privilege.
Jordan, where are you from originally?
Overland Park, Kansas.
Which is where I'm from, too.
Get out of here.
We discovered that the last time we worked with each other.
Yep.
I think I left before Jordan was born, but that's okay.
That'll happen.
That's okay.
That'll happen.
We still have it in common.
So about 5 years. 5 years.
Yeah.
And I know you've done some TV stuff as well. So what's the long-term goal for an actor? I mean, there's more than enough here. You could just make a living in Chicago being in theater for the rest of your life if you wanted to, right?
Yeah.
And I don't mean to make you look in your crystal ball, but as you get to Chicago and you start getting to the Goodman, you're always looking for what's next.
I think that's kind of just innately the instinct of any actor is what's next. You know, you're thinking about where the next job will come from.
Because you know these jobs end. I mean, that's the thing. When you get a job in the corporate world, that might be forever.
That's right. You know, I try to explain it to my friends like I'm having to re-interview for a new job, you know.
Jordan's job ends on July 26th.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know if they told you that. When the show ends, the paychecks stop coming.
We don't tell the actors that.
Yeah,
they
you just let them
upset.
Think it keeps going.
Yeah, it's suddenly
all of a sudden
the paychecks
they come in
stop.
And the doors are locked.
Yeah, change the locks. It's the biggest expense of the Goodman. About five times
it doesn't count for anything anymore. They burn it in front of you.
But it's been effective, I think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, it's an interesting thing. I mean, yeah, crystal ball. I mean, you never really know where your career is going to lead you.
Yeah.
I mean, you only have so much control over your career as an actor. So I try to embrace the new stuff as it comes along and embrace every opportunity as best I can and steer the ship as best I can. So, but I got to tell you, one of the best decisions I ever made for my career was coming to Chicago.
I'm sure.
I've gotten the chance to do roles here I never would have been given a chance to do anywhere else. So it's pretty cool.
When you do TV versus the theater, I imagine the theater, it's live and it's such an interaction and going back and forth. And the TVs, it's great. It's great for my career, but it's a lot of sitting around all day long.
Yeah, it's a very unnatural process. You know, theater is why we do it. You know, that connection, and this show is the best example of that because they're literally like a sixth character in the show because you're relying so much on their response and their energy and what they're responding to. So really that's the high as an actor. And then, you know, TV, yeah, you know, it pays well and everything, but I usually don't feel like I'm doing anything. It's an interesting process. But, you know, I'm still learning. I've done, you know, two episodes here in town.
And is it tough acting, too? Because in the theater, you have this give and take. It's right there. And I imagine in TV, you're doing a lot of just different takes where, okay, let's get one like this. And you're not really interacting.
Well,
as you're acting,
it's because, you know, it's very technical.
Yeah.
And then it's a lot of hurry up and wait. You know, so you're just waiting for them to set up the shot and then you do your thing and you're expected to be, you know, there's no rehearsal process. So you hope that you have some sort of chemistry or that the people you're working with are okay. But, you know, especially as a day player, you're kind of there and you're like an outsider looking in.
Yeah.
You know, you've got the principals, the people who are the regulars doing it, and you come in for your one day. So it's an interesting learning curve.
Well, you can see Jordan act with everything he's got, including his abs, in Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike now through July 26th at the Goodman Theater. It's a Tony Award-winning play, and they're doing an original production of it right here at the Goodman. GoodmanTheater.org. You can get 50% off at some of the performances coming up this week. Use promo code Cassandra at GoodmanTheater.org. And if you're downtown today, two shows this afternoon, 2 and 7:30 tonight. Plenty of restaurants right there in the area. It's a great afternoon downtown in Chicago. Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike, Jordan Brown and Steve Scott in studio with us. Thanks so much for coming in, guys.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Really appreciate it. Get out to the Goodman, everyone.